Well, folks, got up early and saw that there's a mass shooting on 10-26-23, a date that we have talked about extensively with Juan O'Savin and Bo Pony. Looks like 15 to 20 people have been killed and as many as 50 have been injured after shootings at a bar and bowling alley in Lewiston, Maine. The person at large is Robert Card. Now, I find it very interesting that this lines up with everything we've been talking about on my channel. Especially if you watch my shows, you know that I've said that mass shootings are going to, there's going to be an uptick in them coming into the closing of this year in fall, a vertical leap up in fall, which is happening Red October. Those of you who don't, that don't follow my channel, start following it. So Robert Card, 40, a person of interest in connection with the shootings, the schools and municipal buildings of Lewiston are closed today and non-emergency personnel have been told to stay at home. There's a shelter in place. Robert Card looks to have military experience in a small, I think he's a small arms specialist. At least 22 dead as manhunt intensifies for person of interest, Robert Card. Let's go ahead and hear about the situation.
We truly do appreciate your patience and your partnership as we work with all of our partners across the law enforcement spectrum at all levels, local, state, county, and federal, to address and investigate these violent crimes that occurred in the city of Lewiston this evening. As you know, this is an experienced group. We won't have a lot of Q&A here this evening. This still is very fresh. It's new. It's new for all of us. And our focus is on the investigation and getting this right the first time. And we're doing that with our partners. And we do appreciate you putting out information from time to time. Moving forward, we would appreciate it if you got that information from us so that we knew that it was accurate. And that is incredibly important for all of us from an investigative standpoint and from a public safety standpoint, that we have a unified front with this information as we release it. The delay in coming here with you now is simply because we want to confirm information from our end. We want to make sure the information we're giving you and the information that goes out to the general public is accurate. So we do have some information here that we will release. It is here on the podium. And this is a general caution to the public that approximately 6:56 this evening, a couple of shooting incidents occurred here with multiple casualties in the city of Lewiston. And police are currently searching for a Robert R. Card, 4-4 of 1983 of Bowdoin. Card is considered armed and dangerous. He is a person of interest, however, and that's what we'll label him at moving forward until that changes. If people see him, they should not approach Card or make contact with him in any way. The shelter in place order that currently stands in Lewiston remains. A vehicle, which was a vehicle of interest in this incident, was located in Lisbon, and we are now also asking residents in Lisbon to shelter in place. So please share that information with communities as well. If anybody sees Mr. Card or has any additional information reference to these two shootings in the city of Lewiston, please contact 911. If they see anything suspicious, please feel free to call. We have literally hundreds of police officers working.
I got to say, this lines up with everything we've talked about on my channel. Massive manhunt is underway in Maine after a mass shooting that spanned two locations Wednesday night, left at least 22 people dead and 30 wounded. Wow. I pray for these victims and their families, folks. This is sad. This is really sad. Maine Public Safety Commissioner Mike Sauschuk said in a late night news conference that law enforcement is not yet confirming the exact number of victims since this situation remains fluid. Now, I'm going to tell you right now that we're about to see Biden come out and go after who? You. Specifically the white male. Spin the narrative of taking away your guns. So here we go again. This is another way for the media to steal the media cycle, the news cycle, and spin this for gun control. And that's what we're going to see a lot of starting now. So they're not done taking away your guns, that's for sure. So, and this right here is a big one. And when did it happen? A date or around a date that Bo Pony and Juan O'Savin has talked about many times on my program. So I can't help but think of the, is it coincidence? I don't know. I'll leave that up to you. I'll leave that up to my audience. You decide that. Leave your comments down below. Let me know what your thoughts are on this shooting. We've talked about this extensively on my programs, that these are coming and they're going to be coming in droves. Give me your thoughts. This is still developing. The day's not over yet. So this guy could do a lot more damage. I pray for the victims and their families. In no way am I making light of this. I just know the narrative they're going to spin on this, even though our borders are wide open and they're being ransacked by millions of immigrants, unvetted. Situation intensifies. Let's see what happens here. The day's not over yet. I'm going to be bothered. I got up early for this one. And to my surprise, I get up early and to my surprise, before I could even have my coffee, folks, I'm sure you can tell I haven't even had my coffee yet. Here we go. All right, folks, leave your comments down below. What do you think? What do you think about this situation transpiring right now? Later.